2.2 million men and women are behind bars in America, most of them parents. One in five of those male inmates owes child support. The payments, you see, just accumulate during their incarceration, and so by the time many inmates are released, they can owe tens of thousands of dollars. The Obama administration is trying to change all this by authorizing new rules that could help imprisoned parents halt the accumulation of support and offer a reduction in what they owe. It will take a complicated reworking of the rules requiring changing child support designations. And here to explain is Eli Hager, a reporter with the Marshall Project who focused on this problem in a joint project with the Washington Post. Eli, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is just one of the big social problems that is a consequence of having 2.2 million people incarcerated, right?
Certainly.
And when you say it's complicated, what sort of unraveling has to be done to make the child support go away or less of a problem?
Well, there's a couple of steps. First of all, most states consider incarceration to be voluntary impoverishment. In other words, it's the parents' own fault for getting themselves locked up and losing their income. So they shouldn't be able to get off the hook for child support because of that. So if you want to do something about this child support debt that accumulates, you have to first stop calling incarceration voluntary impoverishment. But then it's even more complicated after that, because parents still have to be notified of their right to change the amount they're paying, and they have to file for that change of amount themselves, often from prison, which involves filing all sorts of paperwork without a lawyer, without access to the courts. So it can be incredibly difficult to get a reduction in the child support payment they owe, even if they technically do have the right.
Brandon Jones, you had how much child support when you left prison?
When I left prison, I actually had less than I had before I went in, but I had about, you know, roughly close to maybe $3,000 to $4,000, maybe kind of debt stacked up there.
So it was a significant debt.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Jones is a former inmate and father. He's speaking to us from Philadelphia. What happened to your child when you went into prison?
Well, when I went into prison, you know, I was young. I was like 19 years old. And my child was at the point where, you know, he was already maybe, you know, 3 to 4, close to 5 years old. And his mother was actually on welfare at the time, you know, which is why, you know, how, you know, my child support order had got started. You know, by me not being there, you know, he lost, obviously, you know, that a lot of that early connection with his father. And I was like a hands-on dad before my incarceration. And, you know, now instead of him getting from both parents, he had to just depend on whatever the state would award mom to help take care of them until she could go back out on her own and find, you know, new employment, which made his quality of life go down drastically.
What do you think the impact is on the inmates when they come out facing this debt, and how urgent is it for them to pay back as a way of starting their new life?
Well, there's a huge impact of this debt on inmates as they return to society. Oftentimes, if they do get a job, which is incredibly difficult with a criminal record, as we've been learning in the past few months and years, up to 65% of their paychecks are garnished, which is a huge amount, and it discourages formal employment and encourages people to go back to making money in the underground economy as a way of supporting themselves and their families. And they're also often re-prosecuted because they have $10,000, $20,000 in arrears, and oftentimes local DAs will prosecute them for child support nonpayment or for contempt of court, and they might even see themselves back in jail for debt that accumulated while they were inside. Another thing that happens is suspension of their driver's license, which is another thing that is a barrier to getting to work and to maintaining stable employment. So there's a number of consequences for parents who accumulated debt while inside on the way out.
It seems as though you're in a cycle when you're released from prison that is very, very dangerous.
Yes, sir.
What do you do about that? Who do you blame for that?
Well, I have to personally blame myself, you know, for my actions. And then not only that, you know, I've changed my life drastically. You know, now here I am. I'm award winner. I'm a, you know, black male engagement leader. I work at a multi-million-dollar firm downtown. But guess what? I still got those arrearages. And every month I still have to report down to family court. Even though that order is not still in place, I'm still paying off those arrearages from when I got out of prison, even though I had a lot of them remitted. Because I actually, my mother, you know, learned some things while I was inside that helped me in some paperwork process, which most men don't know. But at the end of the day, it's my fault. I made the decision and I actually put myself in a position where the system could actually come in and do what it is that they want to me. And I'm still suffering from that, no matter how great my life is, you know, to this day.
In terms of 2.2 million people in jail, I mean, these social consequences need something other than just the good attitudes of people like Brandon Jones to turn this around. I mean, the child support needs to be paid. These are really difficult problems.
I think they are really difficult problems that we need to grapple with as a whole community. And I think one thing that's interesting about Brandon's story is that, as he said, his child support order was generated because the mother of his child went on welfare. So any child support that he pays doesn't actually go to his family. It goes to the state as repayment for that welfare. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of this debt that fathers come out of prison with, if they pay some portion of it or all of it, often it doesn't actually go to the family. It goes to the state as repayment for welfare that the mother received while the father was inside. So child support in its origins is actually a cost recovery program for the state. The state decided that it didn't want to be paying so much welfare to poor mothers and children. And so I think that adds an interesting dynamic to what happened with Brandon in terms of understanding our responsibility as a community, perhaps to provide for these families without asking for tens of thousands of dollars from the father.
Eli Hager is a reporter for the Marshall Project who wrote a story in conjunction with the Washington Post on child support and inmates who owe child support when they leave prison. Brandon T. Jones is a former inmate and father. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.